This is Drunk
Jester Media.
For heroes, love has always been straightforward. A gallant knight could save some fair maiden from a dragon and expect her hand in return. If he were lucky, she may even marry him. Times have changed, though, and some classify that less as romance and more as exploiting trauma. The shift has come with pushback. You can't even call them damsels in distress anymore, they complain. The correct term is now unwed peoples potentially in need of assistance.
Gilroy, has Jax been down yet?
Nope, I haven't seen her. Whoa, are you going off for the circus, Billy?
We're half an hour into breakfast, and I'm having to fit two tables' orders on one tray to keep up. I could use Jax.
Maybe she's entertaining again?
Jax plays music? No one told me.
No, Nolan, she's got company.
Are you saying all those women she brought to her room this week are other musicians?
No.
She's trying to start a band. Why didn't she ask me?
Nolan!
Sorry.
Careful! You nearly knocked over my tray.
You can have a seat over there.
Are we gonna have breakfast together?
No, but order whatever you like. My treat.
Oh.
Work, you know.
Sure. Will I see you later? No? Okay, bye.
Morning. Table 7's on the house.
Shucks, that's the third woman this week.
So?
The week started 2 days ago.
She's efficient.
Don't be gross, Gilroy. Speaking of which, where's Magnus?
He said he had a surprise.
That's never good.
You know, Shax, with how many women you bring through here, it almost seems like you don't believe in true love.
That's because I don't.
What?
In the city of Farwater, heroic hopefuls seek out their maiden quests in seedy bars. But this is not their story. This is the story of those who make their home within such a tavern. The servers, minstrels, drunks, and more, whose lives center around the Dragon's Rest. This week's tale, all is fair in love and bar?
Explain yourself!
Would you calm down?
No, this is ridiculous. You've said some stupid things, Shax.
Have I?
Steady.
But no true love? What would be the point of life? It's the very ichor of one's spirit. The poets doth write.
Billy, I'm on 2 hours of sleep. Say it like you're talking to Nolan.
Love good. True love gooder is real.
One more time.
What about all the great stories of romance? You know, the elven queen and the stable boy.
The age difference between those two always makes me uncomfortable.
Okay then, the lovers of fair Ramona.
They kill themselves at the end of that play. Also, they're 14.
Fine. Helena and Ferris.
Started a massive war. Hey, if it weren't for love, a lot of people would still be alive.
If it weren't for love, no people would be alive.
You don't need love to make a baby.
True. How do you think I got here?
Dark.
Look, believe what you like. Love's just not for me.
Billy, Shax is just living her life. All right? Just let her have that.
What if one of these women you've brought into your bed is the one? How would you know if you weren't even looking? Okay. What about Miss Table 7?
Far too curious about what time I was born.
Okay, what about the woman yesterday?
Which one?
Hear me! Love is in the air!
Oh, gods, there's two of them.
Brother Magnus! What fair tidings does the peasant's tongue so richly pen of thee?
What?
Sorry, what's your good news?
Ah, yes. Another wench has fallen for me.
Using another implies more than one.
And using wench implies I need to hit you.
Fine, a woman.
Don't use air quotes when you say woman.
The point is, she's written me a love letter.
Give it here. My dearest, my heartstrings have become entangled within yours. Yet I struggle not in this entrapment, for I am happy to be so entwined. Would that my hands could ever rest upon your bosom, warm and powerful. Oh, Magnus, it's beautiful.
Okay, how did you trick her?
There's no trick, drunk.
She thinks you have a heart, so there's at least miscommunication.
Her name's Diana.
I slept with a Diana. strangely enough.
Not that strange, considering your sample size.
Billy.
Stop your catfighting. I need counsel.
On what?
I need to write her back.
Oh, Magnus, I would be overjoyed to help you.
You have a job, smartass.
But I'm busy helping Shax.
That's right.
Finding her true love.
Hold on.
Instead, I leave you in the trusted hands of our most wonderful bard, Nolan.
Oh, Billy, asking Nolan to write you a letter? That's like asking a bird to fly through a closed window.
How so?
Well, it's impossible, and it hurts itself trying.
The party disbanded to handle their pursuits of love separately. Gilroy was left alone with his tankard.
Evening.
Evening.
My name is Sam.
Mm-hmm.
What's yours?
Okay, I'll be frank with you, Sam. The tittering coterie that usually bunches up by me has finally chosen to do something else with their time, all right? And I am just relishing in the first bit of drunken freedom I've been able to steal away from this life in weeks, really. So I'd be more than happy to, you know, sit and stare at a wall together, whatever. But if you're looking for blithering small talk, shove off.
Oh, fair enough. Oh, gods! Oh my god, I'm scum! I am the lowest form of garbage!
Look, when I said shove off, I...
I've got nothing left! No, it's not your fault. My wife left me.
Ah. My name's Gilroy.
Nice to meet you.
Billy, where have you been?
So, you know how you said to drop the true love quest and not dig around in your romantic past looking for ones that got away?
Yes.
Do you also remember a girl named Willow?
Billy?
She was a forest nymph from the Everwood.
What did you do? You slut!
She wasn't as excited to hear about you as I'd hoped.
Hey, Willow!
What happened to spending your life between the hanging boughs of my tree? What happened to giving up on the ravenous industry of city life? You could eat the apples of my neighbors, sleep in moss beds, drink crystal clear water from the brook. What else could you want?
I'm partial to pork kebab.
Murderer! Bloodhound!
I hope the others aren't like this.
What others?
You slut!
These others?
Shax! You're the greatest harlot I ever met.
Who is this?
Willow, Brunhild, Brunhild, Willow. Brunhild is from one of the dwarven clans in Red Hill. She's a friend.
A friend? Try fiancé.
You're engaged?
No, hold on. I never said yes. Your father just gave me a dowry and assumed I'd agree.
Well, yes, he signed away 2,000 pounds of pheasant meat to you, and you repaid him by rappelling from my window while I slept.
Pheasant meat? What have the pheasants done but bring beauty to the world? I'm almost proud of Shax for turning down such a disgusting carnivore.
Watch it! Before I turn you into a salad, girly.
Girly?
Why? You slut!
This one wasn't me, I swear!
I was in town and got wind that the great Shax was reconnecting with old lovers.
You heard wrong, Ada.
I've never met one of the viper women before. Wowee, look at your scale!
Shax, who is the boy?
My name is Billy!
You can't eat him, Ada.
Was that on the table? Was I on the table?
Shame. Speaking of which, Shax, have you thought any more about my proposal?
Hey, one moment! She's my fiancé!
You misunderstand. My proposal to feed her corpse to my hatchlings.
So, her body would be the something borrowed.
Well, here's something blue. I'm not available. This heart is closed for business. Sorry to disappoint.
Meanwhile, Magnus and Nolan had holed up in the back room with quills, parchment, and enough sherry to drown a cherub.
All right, Nolan, let's get started.
We'll show Gilroy. This will be the greatest love letter ever written. It'll be full of big words and make everyone that reads it cry. It will go down in history.
What have you got so far?
Diana, Diana, I sure want to bang ya.
Okay. It's a start.
I can't do this.
Hey, what's wrong?
I'm not a poet.
Who says? When I first picked up a lute, they said, "You're not an artist. You'll never be able to play like the greats. Hey, you! Give me back my lute! Quick! Someone stop that girl! She's stealing my..."
Nolan, what are you getting at?
You are whatever you say you are. Yesterday, you were Magnus Ironbelt, legendary hero of Farwater. Today, you can be Magnus Ironbelt, lover, rider, and troubled door.
A troubadour?
All you have to say is, "I am a poet."
I don't.
Come on, give it a try.
I am a poet.
I don't believe you.
I am a poet.
Stand up on that table.
I am okay.
I know what we need.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure things should be settled with Willow and Brunhild. I think Ada still wants to eat me, though.
What did you do?
Well, I put them at a table together and gave them a free tab to run up high as they like.
Billy, you can't dredge up my old love life like this.
I know, and for that, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Which is why we're pivoting.
What?
We cannot get stuck in the past, Shax. Those are the tried and very much untrue. Time to look to the future.
There's the preamble. Just point me to your mess so we can clean it.
Speed dating!
What? Billy, no.
I have outside a line of eligible bachelorettes. You will have 5 minutes with each of them.
I have work to do. You have work to do.
In your desk, you'll find a small bell.
When did you put this here?
If you want someone to leave sooner, just ring the bell. Yes, just like that.
No, you leave.
I'm very excited about this. First up is Felicity.
Hello?
Felicity? Shax. Shax? Felicity. Okay, lovebirds, your time starts now.
It's nice to meet you.
I'm really sorry about this. He gets overly eager to help people.
No, I think it's sweet your son wants you to get out there.
Billy's not my son.
Oh, wow. From the way he talked about you, I could swear.
No, I mean, gods, he's human. I'm an orc.
Oh, I know.
What does that mean?
Nothing. Could you just put your hair up for me?
What?
Just for fun.
Okay.
You look just like her.
Like who?
Yeah. Wow. Kiss me and let me call you Lasgar.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Felicity.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We'll let you know when we decide.
Okay. Bye, my love.
Well?
She's not over her ex.
Okay, next one.
So, if we date, does that mean I get free drinks whenever I want? Oh, I'm gonna throw up.
So it's like using Crown, yeah, except the king doesn't control its value. There's this decentralized committee of mages around the world, all casting financial wards to ensure... Okay, I'll check you later.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Good question. I haven't really thought about it.
No. Look into the crystal ball. Tell me where you see yourself in 5 years. Am I there?
Well, as a necromancer, I brought Fido here back to life. But in a way, I like to think he brought me back to life.
Did his jaw just fall off?
Oh, it does that sometimes.
How big are your tusks exactly? You know, girth-wise.
So, do you have any hobbies?
I don't know.
What's your family like?
I don't know.
What do you do for work?
I don't know.
Don't know, right. Nolan?
Come on. We've both thought about it.
Well,
Nolan, no! Shoo!
You know where to find me.
What were you doing in there, Nolan? I have a system. Don't mess with the system. Mess with the system, you mess with love.
Sorry.
Honestly, I went in there to steal these.
What are they?
Love letters. They're Shax's.
Love letters?
Gotta go! Magnus needs me!
Shax was in love.
Look, you know, I get it. She asked to find out who she is. I just didn't understand why she couldn't find that out with me.
You're still buying these, right?
Oh, of course. Thank you for talking to me. Anyway, that's when I found the letter.
I found the letters!
Where were you? I've been stuck at the verse, "More than bosom pals, I wish to be pals with your bosom," for 20 minutes.
Sorry, there was a line. But look what I grabbed from Shax's office. Shax and I once played drunk poker.
Why would I care? Come on, I have to...
Sorry. Drunk strip poker.
By the gods.
Anyway, she loses and is...
Naked?
Drunk. And she starts showing me these letters she had from her days as a hero. Love letters. What's it say?
It's gibberish.
That's what I saw. Maybe I can read.
Nay, Nolan, these are actual gibberish. Just a string of symbols that mean nothing to me.
Welcome to my world.
How was this supposed to help?
I thought it would inspire you.
I am Magnus Ironbelt, Nolan. I don't need inspiration from the letters of a woman who once held my fancy. Nay, if inspiration eludes me, I need only proclaim, "Muses, to me, your hero calls you."
Is it working?
Muses, hark!
Okay, if you don't need me, I'm just going to practice.
Oh, that's it!
What is?
Play that again. Why write a letter when a song will do better?
Oh.
Yeah, right?
You, boy.
Oh, sorry. Would you like another beer?
Nah. Would you like one? Looks like there's something on your mind.
Sit with us. We don't bite.
Speak for yourself.
You all seem so friendly.
We realized after all this time there was no point being angry at one another.
Much easier to all be angry at your mother. Together!
Okay, why does everyone think she's my mum?
She's not?
No!
Well, do you want some gossip then?
We've been discussing the worst parts of dating her.
Oh, I don't think...
Stay!
I was just telling them how Shax never used my name when we had... We're intimate.
Neither with me.
I can't imagine why, Brunhild.
Watch it. I heard snakeskin boots are in.
Actually, one time she did say a name. It was a late night, the moon speckling between leaves as I lay against her chest, heaving and...
Let's pretend for the rest of this conversation that she is my mother, shall we?
Right. And just as I think she's about to say my name, she whispers a single word. Rose.
Rose?
I'm sure it was just some bush nymph she was hiding from me.
I'm sorry, ladies. This has been wonderful, but someone has to bring you your food, after all.
I think someone already has.
Nope! Leaving. Very much leaving.
Where are they? Come in. Billy, please.
No, it's fine. I'm not bringing anyone with me.
Thank the gods.
I have a question for you.
Shoot.
What happened to her?
Excuse me?
To Rose.
What did you just say?
Shax! Wow, that's a whole lot of glass in your hand.
Did you take my letters?
I heard it through the grapevine.
The search for Shax's true love is over, Billy. Leave.
I'm just trying to help you.
No! Young man, listen to me. You have stepped so far over the line, you're making Magnus look respectful. I don't know who told you it was okay to steal my love letters, but after this level of personal interrogation, I am shocked I haven't fired you. I am your boss. You are my employee. That is it.
Shax, I stole your letter. Sorry, here you go.
What? Oh.
Yeah.
Wait till you both hear the song Magnus and I wrote.
Could we do this another time, Nolan?
No, come on!
Ladies and gentlemen, I have for you a song so beautiful, so harmonious,
Jax,
so
Jax,
utterly choice.
Jax, look.
Yes, okay, Nolan, I'm watching.
This song is by none other than Magnus Ironbelt. Me. The lyrics are by Nolan, the music's by Nolan, and of course, the accompaniment is by Nolan.
But it's by you.
The one and only. And it's all for my lovely lady.
Hello?
Who just arrived? This one's for you, Diana.
Wait, did he just say Diana?
Ooh.
Buddy, you know that woman?
That's my ex-wife! I swear to God, she left me for this drunk idiot!
Hey!
No offense!
Magnus doesn't need to be drunk to be an idiot.
That's worse!
Oh, it's about to be!
Well, Diana?
Oh, Magnus. You really were quite drunk that night, weren't you?
What's that now?
Did you think the letter I gave you was for you?
Yes.
Didn't you think it weird that I mentioned your emerald skin?
I was sick that night.
Or your ivory tusks?
I have very nice teeth.
Not even the warm bosom clued you in?
Is mine not warm?
Well, if the letter wasn't for him...
I'm gonna go.
It was for Shax.
You were sleeping with my wife!
Now would everyone please calm down?
You thinking what I'm thinking?
We eat her?
What? No, Ada, stop that.
Let's get her!
Shit!
Psst, in here!
Oh my God, Billy, thank you.
Shut up and hold the door with me.
Right.
Shax, I left my husband for you.
You fucked my wife!
Oh, hi, Sam.
You weren't even that good. Wow, who am I kidding? You were pretty good.
Lascar, I love you. Come to me.
Billy, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have yelled at you.
It's okay.
No, look at me. I'm sorry. I've been used to wearing some very thick armor over the years, on the battlefield and off. What you did today was very thoughtful. I'm just not ready for it.
Yeah, I get that.
Come on out. I just want a nibble.
I'm sorry I tried to get you to live how I want you to live. I don't care what you do, as long as you're having fun.
Get out here, Shax. We want to talk to you.
But maybe a little less fun than this, yeah?
Okay, agreed.
Shax, I forgive you. It's all good.
Come on, guys. Let them in. It'll be so funny. It's going to be funny.
I'll slow them down. You make a break for the back window.
Wait. What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna show them the love.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I've no idea. On the count of three. One, two, three!
Run, Shax!
Thank you!
Now, I've committed to memory 3,000 lines of romantic verse. Who would like to hear a few? Oh, come on. They're really good. I'll start with this one about a rich man who is in search of a wife. I'll do the version with the zombies, if that helps.
Love, in truth, is far more complicated than I first suggested. You see, love isn't just for candlelit dinners, romantic letters, or even marriage. If you have some, give it to a friend from time to time, to your mother or father. To your neighbor, your teacher, your drinking buddy. Give it to the people who dog-ear their books because gods know their parents never gave it to them. Give it liberally. We could all use it.
So, Shmi, you're gonna go after Lady Green again?
Are you okay?
He wants to know if this means you're going to go after Shax again.
Uh-huh, that's what I mean.
Now that Diana isn't an option anymore.
Got nothing else to do, yeah.
This guy is the most disgusting piece of shit.
How many points did you buy for him?
I'm not buying that tab. Not if the money is going to your friend, the homewrecker.
No, no.
This episode of Dragon's Rest was written and directed by Darcy Thompson. It was co-directed by Eli Miller Leonard. Darcy Thompson starred as Billy Barlow, with Caroline Portant as Shax, Anthony Abdo as Gilroy, Olivia Bernabe as Nolan, and Matthew Maiolo as Magnus. It also featured Hannah Weaver as Willow, Gabrielle Schlein as Brunhild, Georgia Kate Cohen as Ada, Max Savo as Sam, Taylor Harris Butler as Diana, Juliet Wolfe as Felicity, with various other voices provided by Tiana Miller Leonard, Nikki Kilbreth, Carson Marie Ernest, Madeline Fink, Aura Myers, Gemma Gleason, and Annie Bond. Music composed by Tan Onwimon. Post-sound services provided by Peepaw's Basement Films. The live oboe in the theme was performed by Sonia Mateus, with the whistle and Elan pipes performed by Tan Onwimon. Nolan's lute was performed by David Kuroski. Sound design and mix by Michael Spencer. Foley by Daniel Smythe Temple. Podcast art by Jack Homer. If you enjoyed our program, make sure to leave a review. You can find The Dragon's Rest online at dragonsrestshow.com or on Twitter and Instagram at Dragon's Rest Show. Special thanks to SAG-AFTRA and our GoFundMe donors. For more information, check the show notes. This episode was, as always, narrated by me, Richard Thompson. Until your next stay with us, remember, don't beat a dead horse, especially if it's owned by a necromancer.